بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
Questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Answering it down some questions and questions and answers on Islamic beliefs.
Allah, who is Ar-Rahman?
Allah,
who is Al-Mannan?
لا إله إلا الله.
Please send us your emails through our email, which is englishradio@irib.ir.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to another episode of Q&A on Islamic Beliefs from IRIB English Radio. I'm Atta, the host of this program. Sheikh Karim is over here to answer today's questions. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
Okay, Sheikh Karim, how to deal with a child who is negligent in prayer? I mean, what should we do if our child does not pray or is lazy about it? Should we deal with them harshly or what?
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is a very, very important point, as I have explained about the importance of prayer in the previous episodes. I'm not going to repeat that. The dear listeners can refer to those programs, but the point is that at the end of the day, as mentioned in the narration, this is the pillar of the religion, and the person who is abandoning the prayer, intentionally, is very close to disbelief, according to the narrations, just referring to the great significance of this obligation and at the same time the great responsibility of the parents in raising children who are careful about prayer. But should it be harshly? Not at all. It's not going to work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So there are some recommendations and some techniques to encourage our children to be careful and not to be negligent regarding the prayer. One of them is what I called it positive impression technique. To make the children love to say their prayers.
All right.
Not to hate it, not to do it out of force. So especially the mothers, they should provide some situation inside the house that the children, especially the teens, willingly they are going to say their prayers. We can talk about the morning prayer. For many of the teens, it's very difficult to get up early in the morning and say their morning prayer. So one of the main reasons is that, they sleep late at night.
Mm-hmm.
And in our time, they are having their cell phones and social media, and going to bed late at night. So naturally, it's very difficult for them.
Premier League, La Liga.
Yeah, why not?
Okay.
If not impossible for them to get up for, morning prayer.
That's right.
So it's the duty and the responsibility of the parents to, have a kind of orderly schedule especially for the mother inside the house.
Okay.
So that, for example, they set a time every night for, going to bed.
Is it age-bound?
Yeah, sure.
Is it clear, for example, from what age shall we start doing such things as a mother or father?
When it comes to, prayer is something, or you're talking about everything?
No. I mean, especially about the prayer. For example, we know that what is the age of maturity or puberty,
yeah,
for both girls and the boys according to Islamic laws. I'm not talking about fiqh aspect, but
yeah,
sooner than that, can we start?
Yeah, sure. Okay. As we mentioned in the narrations, that we need to encourage and motivate our children to say their prayers around the age 6-7.
Uh-huh.
As we mentioned in the narration, gradually they need to
pave the way for
exactly,
them.
Exactly.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So as I mentioned, we need to work in a way that, prayer for them is something good. And for that, we need to remove the, obstacles. One of them, as I mentioned, for morning prayer is to sleep late at night.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, we can make the prayer a good time of the family members coming together.
Mm-hmm.
As families, we may hardly, come together for, except for eating food.
All right.
But imagine we can set a time for Zuhr prayer to come together and do it even in jama'ah, in congregation. So naturally, especially the kids, they like it.
All right.
They like to come together to say the prayer. And gradually, if we do that on that age, they will be accustomed to that.
If the modern lifestyle let us do so.
Yeah.
Both parents now are busy with work outside.
Yeah, that's the point that I will mention later. That first of all, as parents, we need to be negligent about the prayer.
Yes.
If you are negligent, we cannot expect the children not to be negligent. So the pre-assumption of this question is that as parents, we are careful, and now we want to educate our children not to be careless as well. So. Having said that, for example, to say the prayer in congregation
yes.
is making the prayer time a good time for, at least the kids, and later they will get used to it. But it should not be very long. I mean, within 10 minutes at most, for example.
Okay.
The other point is that we need to know about the time that our children are tired, they are hungry, they do not feel like saying the prayer. So, asking them to say the prayer, the time that they are very tired, the time that they are hungry, is something for sure wrong.
All right.
So we should not expect our children always to say the prayer on time.
Mm-hmm.
Right after the Adhan is called. No,
right.
This is a wrong understanding of how
especially
we need
in the
to
early morning for the kids is really difficult.
That's the point. So we need again to remove this obstacle.
All
if they are tired, they're coming from the school, let them rest for a while, for even 2-3 hours. When they are fresh, then let's ask them to say the prayer. If they are hungry, we cannot expect them to say the prayer. Let's also, we can, consider the fact that, as I mentioned, to make the time for prayer being favorable to them.
All right.
For example, for the event, the kids and even the teens.
Yes.
We know that even in our modern time, the parents may not pass much time with their children,
mm-hmm.
like playing with them, for example. So let's put the time for playing, for having good time, like watching a movie, before or after the prayer. So it makes the time of the prayer something that they are waiting for.
All right.
Because they know that before that or after that, they will also have a good time with their parents. The next one is to avoid excessive reminding.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we remind our children every 10 minutes, like get up and say your prayer. This is something wrong, okay? So the children should not feel that they are forced by the parents to say the prayer. No, they should come to this understanding that this is an obligation. And as I mentioned, if we make the prayer something enjoyable, they will do it after, one time reminding, two times.
What about if you got a chance going to masjid?
Yeah, that would be wonderful. As I mentioned, I'm not talking about all the mosques,
yes.
at least for some of the mosques.
All right.
They are a good place for the children.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, we have some places that, they are not enjoyable for the kids.
Mm-hmm.
I repeat the term kids because this is the time that we need to educate our children. So I believe that for the mosques, it's highly recommended that they have a special place for the kids just to come and play. So, like, for the kids at the age of 2-3, 7-8,
yes.
they do not need to come and join the Jama'ah prayer.
All right.
So let's have a special place and one person, two people responsible just to for the kids to have a just very good time in the mosque.
Okay.
Even if they are going to make some noise, that's okay.
Right.
Unfortunately, especially in the past, the kids were prevented from coming to the mosque because of making some noise. And
that's right.
It was.
But Sheikh, today's children are smarter than the past, okay?
Sure.
When I compare, for example, my own children with my own childhood, okay?
Mm-hmm.
There were not so many questions coming to my mind. Nowadays, the main questions that are asked by the children is about the philosophy of salat, okay?
Yeah.
Why should I do salat? Why should I do that? Even they miss maybe place it with dua, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I do the dua to God. I do the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want this and that. So why doing salat? So how shall I answer this question?
Going to answer this question in this program because we need a separate session. But my point is that books are written as containing answers to all these questions,
mm-hmm.
and we have experts in this regard. So even the parents, they know or they need to consult an expert or read the books. So if I'm not able to answer my children's question, there is something wrong with me. Even either I have not studied enough or I have not consulted the experts or I have not referred to the books. So all these questions are answered really in, I mean, especially in our time, alhamdulillah, we have great experts in psychology. And when it comes to religious psychology, I mean, books are written, we have many experts. So I really encourage the dear listeners, the respected parents, that if they do not have enough knowledge about this, they need to refer to counselors.
That's right.
Especially I'm talking about the religious counselors. Okay. I mean, many parents, they think that, okay, I know everything. No, we do not know everything. Mm-hmm. Especially as you rightly mentioned, the children in our time are much different from our time, our generation. So we need to have, I mean, we need to pay money. We need to have, I mean, religious counselors next to us.
That's right.
And I mean, it's different from one year to another year. So, okay, I have enough information about my child, how to talk to him or her when they were 2 years old. But now they're 5 years old.
Okay.
Many things have changed now. So we need to have a kind of continuous connection to these counselors as well.
That's it. The, and no harshness, no yelling, no we can't say fighting, no quarreling.
Not at all.
That's right.
All these are rejected both in psychology and, of course, in the religion. The other point is that we need to be ourselves a very good role model for the children.
Mm-hmm.
So the children, when they see that from the, I mean, when they are born, that as soon as there is the call to prayer, I mean, the parents, they are, I mean, saying the prayers, they will come to realize that this is something special for them. So, I mean, that's the duty, responsibility of the parents for themselves to be careful for the prayers so that they can act as a role model for their children. The other point is about the what we call it, the peers, the our children's friends.
Yes.
Really, in our time, they are mostly affected by their friends than the parents.
All right.
So we need to be careful about their relations, their friends, their classmates in their schools. And the other point, which is not directly related, but indirectly, it is very, very important, is the halal income. Especially for the fathers. They should realize that if they are going to earn haram money, it will for sure affect their family members, including the children. So sometimes you see some people that they say that we were so much careful about the prayers, but our children are not so at all. So one of the, I'm not talking about the only reasons, one of the reasons might be the fact that it is the effect of the foods. It doesn't mean that the food is impure. No, the money through which the food is bought is coming from illegal ways or haram ways.
Sometimes buying, for example, a beautiful sajada, you know, prayer rug, or for example, a beautiful chador, for a girl, could be really, for example, beautiful in inviting, encouraging them into doing their salat. Also, for example, talking about maybe together the salat time. Okay, after you are doing salat, you know, chit chatting with your boy and girl. That's
and
a, that's
we need to have, I mean, good techniques for both for encouraging and I'm not talking about punishing, but to some extent, for example, if they say the prayer on time, this is the reward.
Yes.
And for example, if you do not say your prayer, I mean, the next day you, I will limit the time that you are going to have access to internet to, I mean, some less time, I mean, compared to the prayer. So these
maybe the better choice is that if they do good, give them reward.
Yeah.
If they not, just neglect it, okay?
That
and do not
be,
go with the punishment.
That should, when I say punishment, I'm just talking about lessening the rewards.
And
as I mentioned, in all these cases, we need to have a counselor next to us.
So to be moderate.
Their decision how to, because all the children are not the same. So if I use one technique for my child, it doesn't mean that it will work for my friend's child as well. That's right. Why, again, I emphasize referring to the religious counselors again.
Okay. Thank you. May Allah help us, especially in this modern world, with all these engagements, you know, to be successful in nurturing our children as those who do their salat on time, they do fasting, and they are not making themselves busy over the night with the social media, okay, which is,
inshallah,
we can say, hard and harsh obstacle on the ways, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of the program Q&A on Islamic Beliefs. Please, for more information, visit our website, iranradio.ir. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Inna fil jannati nahran min laban li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Li aliyin wa husaynin wa hasan. Inna fil jannati nahran min laban. إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن لعلي وحسين وحسن لعلي وحسين وحسن كل من كان محبا لهم كل من كان محبا لهم يدخل الجنة من غير حزن يدخل الجنة من غير حزن إن في الجنة نهرا من لبن